Hi, I'm Domain Dave from cheapwinefinder.com. Another podcast for a value-priced wine we wrote up on the cheapwinefinder.com website. We write up 3 value-priced wines a week. When we're done, we plug the microphone in, and, well, that's where we're at right now. And today we've got an interesting wine. Not that there's always something interesting about all these wines, but this one is Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve, Saint-Emilion 2022. It's $14.99. Saint-Emilion is in Bordeaux. It's on the right bank, and that and Pomerol are two of the greatest places on the planet to get Merlot wine. Almost 80% of the vines there are Merlot. Around 15% are Cabernet Franc, and the other part is Cabernet Sauvignon. So these wines might be 100% Merlot, might be more likely is Merlot with some Cab Franc, and then maybe might be with some Cabernet Sauvignon tossed in. A fun fact, Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc somewhere back in time were crossed, and they gave off a baby, and the baby was Cabernet Sauvignon. Oh, but that's where Cabernet Sauvignon comes from, but I think it happened such a long time ago, nobody knows how that happened. Well, this is a Merlot wine, which might be a shock to a lot of value-priced wine drinkers, because Merlot wines are usually not that prevalent or exceptional in the value-priced area. Napa Wine does a bunch of good ones. I mean, there are high-end wineries in California and Washington can really do Merlot. But Saint-Emilion is, is constantly good. This is one of the premier places. And I think one of the reasons why you don't get value-priced wines featuring Merlot, because you do get them in blends, is because they really can't show up to the... I mean, they're not as good as these are. And a lot of winemakers try to do something that's more... something they can really succeed at. So I'm going to take a sip. We're not in California anymore. This is a French wine. French wines like to show off their structure. This one has tannins. This one has acidity. It's nice. Not too tight. It's got fruit. But it's got nice firm grip on the mouthfeel. None of the flavors are going to jump out, but they're going to have some depth of flavors. It's going to have some really interesting odd flavors, some spices and that type of thing. In California, they try to do flavor first, and especially the value price, and then structure later. They have structure, but they want it to taste good. And this one isn't. This one's way more. Look at me. Look how good I can make wine. That's what they're doing. They're showing you how a proper wine's going to be made. In California, it's New World. This one still has a taste of Old World to it. Now, Saint-Emilion, that's what's on the label. That is like the base wines of the region. And Saint-Emilion is a medieval town, and these are vineyards that are surround that town. I'm going to take a sip again. And these tend to be the more affordable ones, but $14.99 is, you usually don't see that. But when you hear about Bordeaux, it's Cru and Grand Cru, and there's different levels of Cru. And these are smaller, very specific vineyards, very specific chateaus. This one's more of a taste of Saint-Emilion. They have the company that bottled the wine, which was a French wine business. They sold wine. They did all sorts of things since 1897. They also have chateaus. What they did, I don't know, but the back label only says they bottled it, so we don't know who made it, but there isn't like a bad section of Saint-Emilion. And 2022 was a perfectly fine year. There was nothing Now, this isn't like they sold off the bad stuff. This is perfectly good wine. Take another sip. And it isn't, if you're kind of California'd out a little bit and you want to change your palate up, something hit your palate a little bit different, this will do it because it's a very good wine. This is, for $14.99, excellent. Really nice. I mean, it's got structure, it's got length, it's got control. Whoever made it, we don't know, did a nice job. The grapes seem to be great. Merlot is going to be a revelation. You're not used to Merlot. This is tight and dark and juicy, but not too juicy. The alcohol is only 13.5, which even for Bordeaux is kind of light. Everything's 14 nowadays with global warming. This one's nice. This is one of those wines where if you see it in the store, and they actually had the last fall, one of the Grand Crus we were talking about, and I'm not sure what that was. Either my Trader Joe's never had it, or it sold out before I got to it, which it could be. That was probably a $20 Saint-Emilion Grand Cru. But this is one of those wines, you see it, buy it. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's going to be your favorite wine. It doesn't matter about, you know, doesn't matter if it's your thing. You need to try one of the best Merlot regions in the world and their wines. I mean, it's just something, if you're, for your wine education, you need to do. You know, there's only so many $10 Chardonnays and Marble Sauvignon Blancs you can have before you kind of reach your limit on what you want to hear and, you know, what you want to know. A little bit of a wine that's out of your price range, but is now in your price range because of Trader Joe's, that's a wine that is a keeper. You just should look out for it and grab. So adios, that's it for me. Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. This was the Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve Saint-Emilion 2022. Buy it. Doesn't matter if you like it. Learn something from it. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. So adios. Keep it cheap and bye-bye.